Not bad. Not bad at all. But not good enough. Looks like I win again, comrade. You must be distracted today. Or do you not care about the little wager we made before? Or perhaps your time in Inazuma has made you rusty. I could have sworn you used to put up more of a fight than that. Or maybe I've just grown stronger than you. Even so, I must admit, it is still a joy to be able to spar with you again after all this time. Whew. You're right there. Despite all that I said, that was really close. You almost had me at one point, but here, let me help you up. What's wrong? Are you raring to go for another round of sparring? Though I can't deny I love your spirit, it is about time for us to be heading back. It would be no fun to fight you in the condition you're in right now. Hmm? I'm not implying anything. I could use the break too. So here, take my hand. There you go. Are you alright? I know I was a little bit rough, but it's hard to hold myself back against a formidable opponent such as yourself. Me? I'm fine. Minus a few minor injuries. Come now. Are you that upset about losing, comrade? I'm kidding, of course. I just can't help but play with you a little, since you always seem to get so worked up by the littlest things I do. But I would say maybe a little provocation is good sometimes. Maybe that's what made you so strong, and how you nearly pushed me to my limits. Back then, during our battle in the Golden House. Hey, I already apologized to you for that, didn't I? Besides, I was just following orders. It was nothing personal. And things turned out pretty well for you in the end, don't you agree? Don't worry your little head about it so much. You can rest assured, I won't be scheming something like that again. Not that it was something I wanted to do in the first place. If anything, direct confrontations are more my style, compared to the other Harbingers at least. But enough about that. I could go for some food after all that training. How about you? Are you hungry, comrade? You don't have to hide it. You already know I'm no stranger to covering for people. After dealing with Mr. Zhang Li for so long. It's fine, though. I'll settle things with him one day. Hmm? Am I offering to take you out for dinner? I'm afraid not this time. I'm actually in the mood for something hot and comforting, like soup. Of course, I'm planning to make enough for you as well, if you decide to join me tonight. It's my take on a seafood dish they tried a while ago. Oh no. I'm afraid it's not. It was simply a dish I tried once in Mondstadt. But I had to adapt it to my own tastes. Although it's still not something precisely from my homeland, it's from me nonetheless. Someday, I would love to take you there and show you the wide, empty snowscapes of Snezhnaya. It is quite beautiful as it is deadly and unforgiving. I miss it dearly. And my family as well. That's why I'm doing all this. For them. If you ever wonder why I'm such a bad guy. But that's enough of that, comrade. Don't worry your cute little face about it too much. Someday, I'll make you a dish that I promise will be truly Snezhnayan. A taste of my home. But, for today, this will have to do. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as much as I enjoyed our battle today. It was glorious, wouldn't you say? The way our blades clashed against each other. The close calls we had, grazing each other with our weapons. You, comrade, are truly a splendid opponent. And I'm glad to call you my friend. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I really missed this. Missed you. With how long you've been away, comrade. Is it so strange to hear? It is what feels natural for me to call you. But I guess being called that isn't something that you're used to where you come from. You know, if I remember correctly, we did agree to a wager for today's duel. Just to make things a little more interesting. I haven't forgotten, just in case that's what you were hoping for. No, of course, that's not all that I was after. The thrill of a close fight is more than enough of a prize for me. But, of course, I wasn't going to say no to making things a little more interesting. Besides, it was partially both of our ideas, was it not? Yes, I believe you remember the terms of our duel, comrade. But, just in case you've forgotten, the loser has to do whatever the winner wants for the rest of the day. Whether it be wrapping up commissions for the other, chores, anything embarrassing, and really, anything else we could think of. Nothing was off the table, right? You yourself looked pretty excited for it too, if I recall. What was it that you said you were going to make me do, comrade? pay me back for my trickery against you here in Liyue when we first met. Right, right. All of that and more. I must admit, comrade, I didn't expect you to have that kind of side to you. But unfortunately, I'm the one who won, so I guess you don't get to do any of that, right? In fact, from how excited you sounded, you kind of gave me some ideas for what I could do. Don't worry. I promise I'll be gentle. You'll find that I can be a lot more caring if I really want to be. This is a rare chance after all. And besides, I think I deserve a prize for besting you this time. Don't you agree, Traveler? A reward for managing to defeat you. And that reward is right here, in front of me. Come. A little closer here. Tilt your face up a little bit. Look up at me. Closer. You have no idea how much I've wanted you. All of you. And looking at you now, I think I'm craving something a bit more before we head back. After an intense battle, and now getting to have you as my reward, your body all to myself, there's nothing better. You are mine. My reward. I'm gonna savor every part of you. Your entire body. So what if we're out in the open right now? I'm sure we scared any potential curious eyes away with how destructive our battle was earlier. There's no one here but us. Even if there was, you did agree to this wager, right? Unless you want to change the rules now? You want to back out of this? You lost on purpose. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Who was the one who won this competition again? Me. So, don't get impatient on me. Hey, hold still for me. Good. I think I'd like the rest of you now. Lift up your arms for me. You're getting a little bit impatient, aren't you? Reaching under my shirt. Fine. Let me get this off, too. What would my Fatui agents think if they saw you straddled on me like this, helpless? The one who's been giving them so much trouble. In a shameless position like this. Off you too. Get on top of me. Now. Bet you never thought you'd submit to a former enemy like this, did you? Go on then. You did lose this challenge, so take it. make you feel so good. You have no idea how long I've been imagining this. Ever since the day you defeated me. I just wanted to get my revenge on you in more ways than one. And now finally I'm gonna... fuck you. Utterly destroy you for the humiliation. Get off that easily. See you now. The way you look. Vulnerable. Fuck yeah. You feel so good. Mm-hmm. let you win again. In our duels, if this is how good you are. You're still mine for the rest of the night, so don't think this will be the end of this just yet. You okay? Well, I'm a little worried about you because you did take quite a beating from me, both earlier and just now. If I knew my reward for beating you in a sparring match would be this good. I would have tried even harder. But now I know. Come on. Let's get our clothes back on. We can rest for a little bit. Just you and me here. And then we can head back. And I'll make you that seafood soup I was talking about. Of course. This will be our little secret. None of my Fatui agents will know about this. None of my subordinates. Just you and me. So, I trust you won't be leaving anytime soon. Because we have a lot of training to do. Okay.